Welcome to Come Closer with Eva, a playful, kink-curious space for adults who love a bit of tension, teasing, and power exchange. Here, we will explore fantasies, dynamics, and the delicious edges of desire. Each episode is an invitation to notice what actually excites you. Being led, taking charge, being teased, or giving in, and to meet those desires with curiosity.
Hi, and welcome back. If you haven't listened to last week's podcast, How I Became a Dom, I definitely think that you should. So you get a little insight of where I started to in this very kinky world. So today I want to talk about sissification, and it's one of my favourite kinks of all time. I want to explore with you the things that is so interesting about sissification. And the misconception is that everyone who is interested in sissification or being a sissy wants exactly the same thing, but they don't. In reality, it is such a broad umbrella of things, and people's motivations can be totally different to the next person. For some people, I have found that it is escapism, because their everyday life can come with a lot of pressures and a lot of responsibility and expectations. And when they get home, they can feel free and step into something that relieves that stress and that pressure, and step away from the role that they have every single day. For others, it can be transformation. And this doesn't mean forever. It could be them doing a little fashion show, taking photos, dressed up. It could be dressing up for somebody else, aka me. I've had some sessions on the phone where that I've watched a little fashion show, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And some people enjoy the psychological aspect of it as well. They may be drawn to the, I'm trying to think of, like, the letting go of who they are and stepping into a different alter ego. Yeah, a different alter ego. And other people really fantasize about what it would be like being a woman. There are people that just enjoy the aesthetic side of it, and they appreciate the feminine fashion, the makeup, the glamour, everything like that. But it's important to remember that sissification is not the same thing as being transgender or questioning one's identity. While there are some things that overlap for certain individuals, they are separate experiences. And it is really important for people not to assume that one thing automatically means the other. Also, communication is definitely key when you come to any role play. It needs to be consensual, clear boundaries, and everybody needs to respect each other and know what's involved and what they are comfortable with and what they aren't. Something else I want to mention as well is that online, there are communities that have made it so much easier for people with a interest such as being a sissy and sissification, and they can find others that will understand them. And me personally, I love having sessions online with guys that want to explore their feminine side, and to explore what it's like to put on a pair of panties, a pair of stockings. And it definitely varies from person to person. Some enjoy being very creative, and some it's a very, very emotional journey. And others just want to just get in that space and express themselves without anybody judging. And I never judge. And I don't think that anybody else should judge either. The important thing is that there is not one person that's exactly the same. And there is no right way to experience cisification. Respect and honesty and consent is what matters the most in my eyes. So that is all that I'm going to talk about on cisification for today. If that you would like to come across to my website, then please do. I will leave it in the notes. And next week, I think I'm going to touch base on chastity, which is also one of the things that a sissy might do with their bits. Okay. I will speak to you next week. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to your questions. If you have any, you can always leave them down below. If you are listening on YouTube or on Spotify, and you can always drop me a message on Twitter, the Kink Goddess. Speak to you next week. Bye.